With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. For more than a decade, the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry has helped feed thousands of kids with the School District of Rhinelander's Weekend Food for Kids program. This year, it's trying something new to ensure kids have enough to eat over the weekend. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
The Weekend Food for Kids program has helped fill the nutritional needs of students at the Rhinelander Elementary Schools for the last 15 years. Rhinelander Area Food Pantry Executive Director Courtney Smith calls the program successful, but believes there's room for improvement.
It's just that there's some unintentional, you know, singling out of students. It can be a wasteful model, we've also found. And we're really looking towards food security, as it's not just an issue for a child in a household, it's a household issue.
New this year, the food pantry is launching the Hodag Monster Meals program. It'll be a monthly pickup at the pantry rather than weekly bags the students pick up from the school. Instead of single servings, each bag will come with easy-to-prepare kid-friendly foods and snacks, fresh milk and produce, and staples for the cupboard.
If we can give households access to really nutritious food that makes a large impact on their budget, puts a box of cereal in their cupboard and a jar of peanut butter in their cupboard and milk in their fridge, our money and our, you know, can go much further, our efforts and our work, and we're giving households autonomy and dignity in service.
Smith says the change was partly inspired by the Hodag Food Wagon program, which provides meals in the summer.
We have seen the power of children and their adults participating in a meal bag program through our summer program. It's pretty powerful to see how positive kids feel and how positive adults feel. So this is a win for our community, I think, and just the opportunity to make some mistakes, to grow, to learn some things, and to ultimately come out better in the end.
There's no registration or income requirements. Pickups will be the third Thursday of each month from September through June. The first pickup is Thursday, September 18th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry. You can find more details at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
DNR wardens and county recreation deputies will be increasing ATV-UTV patrols this weekend. It's part of the DNR's Think Smart Before You Start campaign. Wardens and deputies from county sheriff's offices statewide will monitor for risky behaviors and provide safety tips. Lieutenant Jake Holzclaw, Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says there are a lot of the machines out there.
We've surpassed the 500,000 mark for registered ATVs and UTVs. That's a significant number, and one of the fastest growing aspects of that has been the UTVs. So the utility terrain vehicles are the fastest growing registration. ATVs have stayed pretty consistent, right around a little over 300,000 registrations for the last few years, but UTVs are definitely increasing.
There have been 28 deadly UTV-ATV crashes in Wisconsin in 2025. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were frequent contributing factors. First responders at the Riverside Fire District in Marathon County just got a grant that could make a life-saving difference during water rescues. For the past 14 years, the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation's Rewarding Responders Grant Program has provided more than $675,000 to support first responders and public safety efforts across the state. WPS spokesperson Matt Cullen.
Helps those agencies purchase life-saving equipment or training for their members, all with the goal of improving public safety.
A grant to the Riverside Fire District will provide new safety flotation jackets. Riverside's life jackets date back to 2001. They're old and meant only to keep them afloat. The new life jackets are purpose-built for swift water rescues, giving first responders greater protection and better tools to save lives. Riverside Fire Chief David Briggs.
Tether someone to shore, so if they're swimming out to provide a rescue, they have a lifeline. These are purpose-built and designed for that type of rescue. Life jackets are important because it is going to improve the capability that we have to perform rescues.
The Riverside Fire District says support from the WPS Foundation helps ensure that first responders are better prepared to keep people safe. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A presidential disaster declaration has been requested by Wisconsin's governor after severe storms caused massive flooding earlier this month. Governor Tony Evers formally requested a presidential disaster declaration in response to severe storms and flooding, which resulted in families and kids being displaced, as well as significant damage to homes, businesses, and public infrastructure across six Wisconsin counties. Most of the request was for the region around Milwaukee, although Door County was also included. A presidential disaster declaration would open the door to federal assistance in recovering from the flooding. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.